This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherish and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit newcaliforniastate.com or NCS51. Get all of your information that's going on out there. Just tons and tons and tons of things going on for New California State. We're reading Grievance Number 1, Chapter 2. 95 more additional grievances to be filed starting today. Number 1, Chapter 2. More on that in the third hour. We're going to be talking about the situation in California, of course, and the Gavin Newsom, whatever you want to call him. And stepped up enforcement at the beaches now. He's going to round up the usual suspects because, you know, we're not wearing masks. We're almost completely naked, running through the sand, frolicking in the water on warm days. And, you know, that's just too much for good old Gavin. He can't handle it. So we're going to have stepped up enforcement. Shocking, shocking. Right? Right. Anyway. We've just got so many things we got to talk about today. Of course, we'll be talking about what's going on with the president and the situation with him. COVID-19, by the way, a little bit of a side note. We'll cover this story in a minute. That the doctors, Erickson and his partner there down in Kern County, Bakersfield, part of New California State, by the way, and they'll be reading their grievance down there in Bakersfield today. We have found out, in fact, mid-show last night, Laura Ingraham discovered they took down, YouTube took down their video. Now, safe and sound, we have the video from other sources, the hour-long video. So, you know, it's a two-part video originally, but we've got the whole thing. And it's not going away. Of course not. And, of course, this is the big bust. This is the big bust that people are waking up to this totalitarian business, even the great medical professionals that we have, the true medical professionals that we have. Interesting, he comes from a rural area, huh? Interesting, both of those doctors work in Kern County, which is very rural. One of the most affluent, richest counties on the planet, by the way, I might add. Just thought I'd throw that one out there. Ruralness, it breeds people like these folks. Anyway, where do I start? Rosa Corey. We're going to be listening to the, as a primer, we're going to get her on the show. Rosa Corey, who wrote Behind the Green Mask, is somebody, it's the reason for this radio show, actually. She is. And the story is that Rosa Corey, I had on my other show called The Inside Education Show. It was a Thursday afternoon. I'll never forget it. And Thursday afternoon, and I interviewed her, not knowing what I was getting myself into. I think it was around 2010, almost 11. And I didn't even know what I was getting myself into, other than I, you know, was fascinated by the totalitarian nature of Behind the Green Mask, which I had read, and some other people, by way of our Tea Party, had exposed us to this whole process of Agenda 21. And so I had her on my radio show, and instantly, within an hour after having her on the radio show, I said, guess what? We're doing a live radio show at that time, Thursday afternoon. And I said, this is just too much of a game changer. So I walked in to Tom Huth, who just recently passed away, and our thoughts and prayers to his family, of course. So great radio man, great radio man. Gruff around the edges, to say the least. And everybody's laughing when I say that, by the way. Anyway, he was a great radio man, really understood the radio business. But I walked into his office and I said, Tom, stop the presses. You know, I knew he had 2 hours available on a Saturday morning, and I said, we got to start another show. We're doing Agenda 21 Radio, and that's where it all started. And because of Rosa Corey, you're going to find out a lot about what's known as regionalism, and she'll explain it. She's on with Glenn Beck, and Glenn Beck picked up on the Agenda 21 business after hearing my radio show, actually. Just a little, that little insight that his folks heard about my radio show, how unique and special it was. And it's interesting because I'm watching this Glenn Beck interview of Rosa Corey just recently in the last couple of days. And I realized that Glenn did not even understand at the time when he was coming around to Agenda 21, you know, the nature of the regionalism and the significance. Well, you know, I picked it up right away. I saw exactly what they were doing. They were minimizing at the time. Well, you could see the sustainability movement was a communist totalitarian mindset. There's no question about it. But it also connected the dot with me when I remembered back in 1992 and interviewing Friedrich Mercurius in Leipzig, Germany, about the Monday Masses. The last question I asked him after over three hours with him, I said to him, where did all the communists go? Because the Berlin Wall had fallen, you know, and when the Berlin Wall is finalized, so communism must go away, right? That was the ruse back then, by the way, that communism would all go away. So anyway, I asked him the question. Now, Friedrich Mercurius is one of the leaders of the Monday Masses in Leipzig during the dark time of the totalitarian mindset of Soviet Union. Now, the Soviet Union lost, you know, about 50 million people during World War II, mostly to the Nazis. Let's remember that. You know, when you have a clash of communism and Nazism together, it's never a good thing. I mean, it's just, you know, and they're both basically two sides of the same coin as a mindset, as an ideology. We, of course, document that these are the primary movers of what's going on. Basically, communism and Nazism have joined forces with radical Islam and other religious faiths to overthrow us right now, and they're using the mechanism of Agenda 21, the United Nations, of course. And we're seeing this all play out right now with the World Health Organization, Nancy Pelosi. It was Nancy Pelosi who introduced House Concurrent Resolution 353 in 1992, which brought in the United Nations Agenda 21 after the Rio de Janeiro, follow me now, after the Rio de Janeiro Accords were reached, which were the Agenda 21 Accords. The plan was finalized in Rio de Janeiro of June 1992. So I go in beginning of August 1992, and I'm standing in Leipzig, Germany with this guy, Friedrich Mercurius, one of the leaders of the Monday Masses, which helped overthrow the totalitarians in East Germany, Friedrich, what's his name? Honecker, Erich Honecker. And, of course, that was all during the mind, set up by Gorbachev, right? Glasnost, perestroika, and all that stuff. So, anyway, the wall collapsed, and everybody's wondering, where did all the communists go? There were communists here. There were totalitarians here. Where did they all go? And so I looked at him as I'm walking out of his office, and I almost forgot to ask the question. That was the number one question I wanted to ask him. Where did the communists go? So I asked him the question, and I said, geez, I almost forgot, but where did all the communists go? And he looked at me just cold in the face and like you didn't know. And I could just see that look on his face. And he looked at me and said, well, they all became environmentalists. In other words, he's telling me they were all part of the sustainability movement. And it was just months after that. That was in July, August. In fact, I think it was August 3rd. Something like August 2nd, I think it was, 1992. And then finally in October 1992, just a couple of months later, Nancy Pelosi is in the well of the House, introduced by Eric Engels. Go check out Eric Engels, who's still around as her sidekick and supporter. Biggest supporter, Eric Engels. Yeah. Friedrich Engels. Get it? Karl Marx. Get it? Anyway, she introduces House Concurrent Resolution 353 because they all became environmentalists. And here we are today, COVID-19. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and getting all kinds of text messages and other messages into Agenda 21 Radio. We will be opening up the phone lines in the third hour, so it's 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255, or 215-TOP-TALK, 215-TOP-TALK. Okay, come on. Shake it off. Up all night writing grievances. All right. We're back to writing grievances. 95 weeks worth the last time. Over 96 weeks, basically. We had 95 grievances in 96 weeks. And now we're back at it again. Gee, I wonder why. I absolutely wonder why I would do such a thing at this point in time of my life, right? Write another 95 because it's deserving. You know, if you want to change the world, you have to follow the process that's laid out constitutionally. If we don't do that, we're not any better than the totalitarians right now that are trying to take us over from the United Nations. I mean, that's just a fact. That's just absolutely a fact, and we got to keep that in mind. So we can't be any worse than them, right? Right. And, of course, the One World Organization, I guess you would say it's the World Health Organization. Boy, it is just replete with the most evil, vile people, right? Now, this is something that's pretty important. Freedom Fighter. Barr tells federal prosecutors to be on the lookout for overly restricted coronavirus shutdown orders. Shocking. I am so shocked that somebody's actually trying to enforce the Constitution. Isn't that just amazing? Isn't that just absolutely amazing? And shocking he's going to do that. I just cannot believe it. Okay, so listen, get out and celebrate, guys. Just get out and move around the country. This is the restrictions that you're getting are they're not laws and they're not lawful. So if you have a government official and said you're ordered to stay inside, ignore the orders here, especially when it comes to this sort of thing, because there's no there, and everybody understands it. That's really what is happening. Everybody does understand what's going on. So Bill Barr is shockingly stepping up and doing the right thing. I'm just so shocked, aren't you, that we'd actually have somebody do that? Here's a clip.
Keep clean. You know that's disease, too? We're not essential, apparently.
We understand the need to take care of each other, but we also understand the need to keep the economy going.
I'm brave enough to go to work, and I'm brave enough to, you know, be near my fellow humans.
So 71% of Americans want a cautious approach to reopening the country, while 20% say that it's time to get back to...
I think that's an absolute lie, what I heard Martha McCallum say. I think she's lying to us. This is a Gallup poll. So Gallup has any credibility? And they're using this on Fox News? That's a bald-faced lie. That is a bald-faced lie. I mean, how do they get away with this? Because guess what? They're on the other team now. We're just being slowly walked down the Fox News bridal path into oblivion, I guess. And Martha McCallum, part of it.
To business now. Some of them have taken to the streets to speak their minds about the unprecedented measures taken to shut down the country and to protect people from COVID-19. Now Attorney General William Barr is warning about the potential impact of these stay-at-home orders on the rights of individuals.
These are unprecedented burdens on civil liberties right now. You know, the idea that you have to stay in your house is disturbingly close to house arrest. I'm not saying it wasn't justified. I'm not saying in some places it might be still justified. But it's very onerous, as is shutting down your livelihood.
Department of Justice spokesperson Carrie Kupak joins me now. Carrie, good to see you. Thank you for being here tonight.
Good to see you, Martha.
How would you further characterize the AG's thinking on people's rights in this moment with regard to leaving their house or saying, I need to go to work and do my...
See, listen to the way she's setting this up. People's, the AG's thinking on people's rights. Like it's misguided thinking, right?
moment with regard to leaving their house or saying, I need to go to work and do my job and open my...
Just the basics we're saying. But, you know, people have minds too, Martha. Unlike you.
Business.
Sure, I think we have to take a second and remember how we got here. And look, our country was facing an emergency, the likes of which it hasn't seen in some time. And when a country is faced...
All now known to be a hoax, except by people at Fox News, right? Who are trying to perpetuate this and sucking up, basically, to Fauci and Birx. Who want to now extend all this to fall. And who knows? Rahm Emanuel's brother Ezekiel. He wants to extend it for a couple of years. Yeah, just shut down America, right? Over nothing. This is not any stronger than the flus that we've had in the past. It's a made-up hoax.
It's an emergency. A government can place reasonable and temporary restrictions on constitutional rights, provided those restrictions are necessary to address that emergency. And so we saw states do that across the country. We saw these lockdown orders. We saw shelter-in-place orders. And again, at the time, they made sense. We were facing great uncertainty with a highly contagious illness of which we knew little about. And this illness threatened to overwhelm our healthcare system in a very short period of time. But even during an emergency, constitutional rights don't fly out the window, which is
shocking. Did you hear that, all of you local government officials? The constitutional rights just don't fly out the windows.
Why last week the Department of Justice filed a statement of interest in that case in Mississippi, supporting a church in which the city there had placed special restrictions on the church and singled them out, really, in a way that was unfair and unduly burdensome. And I know you've been covering that case on your show.
Yeah. You know, in Mississippi, you had a drive-in church where people were in their cars and then the police were brought in to shut it down, which I think, you know, just raised a lot of people's sensitivities about what could possibly be wrong with that. Now, what is the DOJ thinking on the fact that you can go grocery shopping and you can, you know, stand fairly close to people and you're online and you're parking next to each other, but you can't go to church, to drive in church where you're separately in your cars?
Well, that's why we got involved in that particular case, because to your point, just down the street, people were not just driving through restaurants, but were driving up to restaurants and sitting in their cars with their windows down eating food. And these parishioners were driving up with their windows closed and listening to sermons over the radio. And then police officers were ticketing the folks in those cars $500 a pop. Now, I understand they've since retracted those fines, although it remains a bit unclear as to how that order will be applied to that church going forward. But to your point, Martha, as we look ahead and as we move forward and as the situation is changing and we've been working on flattening this curve and slowing the spread, we need to look for alternative ways of protecting people in a way that maximizes the health and safety of Americans while also preserving our very precious constitutional liberties.
Do you expect that we'll see a further statement of interest from the Attorney General with regard to some of these, what some in Michigan and other places see as onerous and not necessarily effective measures that have been taken?
Well, certainly this. At the end of the day, the government must adapt its actions to our rights and not the other way around. And I can tell you the Attorney General is closely monitoring these situations across the country. In fact, we just sat around a conference table at DOJ a few days ago with some senior lawyers at the department talking through these issues. And the department is certainly very much committed to the principle of preserving people's civil rights while making sure, though, that people are abiding by safety and making sure that the states are allowed to continue to prioritize the health of its inhabitants. Now, of course, that's going to look different in different places. So in Nassau County, one of the hard...
It's going to look different in different places, as it always does. Get out and circulate, especially in California. Especially in California. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. Okay, so, you know, the California election system, you know, it's kind of interesting. People wonder, how can these people out there in California vote these politicians in all the time? Well, we don't. We don't. They vote themselves in. This is a Maoist, Stalinist, Leninist organization out here, after all. Come on. It's not who votes, it's who counts the votes, you silly guys. Come on. I mean, I listen to people call into talk shows. I was listening yesterday, and I've heard this same theme over and 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 over again. How come you people out there in California keep voting these people in? Well, it's simple. We have a massively corrupt election system. We don't vote them in. They vote themselves in. They pick and choose who the winners are. It's a cartel system. We've talked about this before. We've brought it forward in 2018. It's a cartel system. It's run by the Mexican cartels. Hello? What could possibly go wrong? And now they've made it national. And who's one of the titular heads of the cartels? Nancy Pelosi. She endorses illegal voting. She endorses child sex trafficking, human trafficking. Marijuana. Oh, shocking. I know, marijuana. Well, listen, marijuana style in California means the cartels own the marijuana fields and plantations in California. That was helped out by Jerry Brown and Kamala Harris back in 2011. Yeah, we all know that. We document that. And now they run supreme. Billions of dollars being grown here in California. And, of course, they legalize it so we can get all the tax dollars. What a joke that is. They legalized it so the cartels could make more money, so the price could rise in the marketplace with all the taxes added on, and they could make more money because they don't pay taxes. You know, that scam we were talking about in the 90s. We were talking about in 2000. And then finally they started legalizing all this. We said it back in 1996 when they came up with Proposition 215. We said it then. They're going to go for legalization. And what they're going to try and do is, of course, the cartels. We said the whole scenario, and guess what? It happened. And it happened in Washington and in Colorado. In the meantime, we've lost a couple generations of kids that are now adults and almost dysfunctional to the, you know, unfortunately, with large addiction problems and things like that. And, of course, the press will tell you, oh, there's no problems with that. Sure, there's not. So anyway, but out here in California, we have this just supreme election system that can get anybody elected you want. You want your dog elected? Put them up. And if they think that the dog is worthy, they'll elect them. Well, they'll fix it so the election system is there. Okay, now this is from the Epoch Times today. It says 28 million mail-in ballots unaccounted for in four elections. Oh, this is the mail-in ballot part of the election fraud. Yeah, you see, you got to break it down. There's the people who count the ballots, that whole process, electronically and manually. You know, chads. Let's have some hanging chads. And then you have the other parts of that process. So what could possibly go wrong in this article with the title like this, 28 million mail-in ballots unaccounted for in four elections? Nothing. Well, you know, and again, to your answers to your questions about how can you crazy Californians, you're a bunch of fruits and nuts and you're this and that and that, how do you keep electing these kind of people? We don't elect them. John Q. Public does not elect them. They get selected by the totalitarians who run the state. This is called a dictatorship. That's what it is in California. Get it? And we've been living under this for a long time. And all the election systems are fraudulent in California. And they've been made that way purposely. There's been a plan to do this. Now, I've been encouraged by listening to the mainstream media recently, and they've been talking about things such as this COVID-19. There was a plan for this. Yeah, it's been planned for a long time. I mean, when you're trying to take over the world and destroy the United States and destroy the constitutional rights of its people, this is no easy problem. You just don't do it in one day, and you just don't have a viral problem based upon no virus at all, basically. There's no there to create the panic, but there's fear. You know, the timing has to be sublime. You know, you have to de-educate the population. You have to wait generations. That takes generations to do that. And they do it to themselves. That's the beauty about what's happening in this country. We're doing it to ourselves. And they've set up the program to do it. The programming to do it. And of course, now everybody's bought in. All your normal sources, except for us radicalized talk show hosts and others, which is really more of the mainstream media to most people now because they're getting the truth from us and they're looking for the truth. This they're now taking over. And of course, the other side is taking over. They're just telling everybody, even Fox News, they're playing it along with the role. So tens of millions of ballots went missing between 2012 and 2018, according to federal election assistance commissions. The Election Assistance Commission reports. where there's no evidence any of the 28.3 million unaccounted for ballots were used fraudulently there, sheer volume gives weight to concerns about election integrity, particularly as calls mount for more widespread use of vote-by-mail options amid the pandemic. You see what they're trying to do. Get the pandemic going. Knock Donald Trump off his stride. He's got all these rallies going and rallying all the people. We can't have that because we got to get Sleepy Joe. You see, this is the other thing, the psychology behind the Democratic Party propping up Sleepy Joe looking like a crazy guy. You know, one of the things that they're doing is they're showing the world that there's no good assemblance of people who could run for office. And they're making a mockery of the president, of the president of the United States. One third of our government, the executive branch, they're making a mockery of that. And they're using the Democrats to do that. That's why it's all stoogish. It's like the Three Stooges, except there's only one stooge, Joe Biden. But that makes a mockery. Joe Biden with his wife out there speaking, and he's kind of looking like a, you know, they're doing this deliberately to break down the will of the people, to discourage and dishearten the people. Like, wow, that's what the Democratic Party's doing? And then the Democrats win. Well, they win because they've got fraudulent elections going on. Now, I find it interesting that it says here in the statement, while there's no evidence any of the 28 million unaccounted for ballots were used fraudulently, there's sheer volume. Listen, 28 million ballots unaccounted for, and you don't think that they could have been used fraudulently? So right away, I got to question what's going on with this. I mean, the sheer volume, yeah, does weigh in concerns. And, of course, we know about the fraudulent ballots that were all used in Orange County. Yeah, because you can, see, it wasn't fraudulent because you can legally ballot harvest, right? Right. Were they part of the 28 million? We got problems, ladies and gentlemen. Putting the elections in the hands of the United States Postal Service would be a catastrophe, argues Christian Adams, president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And anyway, we got just tons of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And I want you to remember to visit our website. We got these articles up here from the Epoch Times. And also John Wadsworth, writing for New Cali News, has another article that's coming up. And you can actually see that one on the newcaliforniastate.com website, where we have all the news and information for you. You can pick that article up and talks about the tyranny. We're going to read that, actually, because it's so controversial. You know, I mean, really, really today it's just, you know, really controversial. And just to kind of let you know about, you know, what's going on there. But, you know, the big article that I think that is really moving everything right now is this article that has popped up from the Epoch Times. And I think that we're going to try and bring you the clarity that it needs on this, because it's not necessarily, I think, accurate. Because they're claiming that they see the ballots that they're talking about, 28 million mail-in ballots unaccounted for in four elections. In four elections. What could possibly go wrong? And then they're saying that this is the Election Assistance Commission, EAC, report. All right. Where there's smoke, and there's like plenty of smoke here. It's like the whole world is smoking at one time with 28 million unaccounted for ballots since 2012. And this ended up in 2018. Gee, I mean, how many ballots could have showed up in California for Hillary Clinton over Bernie Sanders? How many ballots could have shown up in California for Hillary Clinton over Donald J. Trump? Shocking. I don't know. The first one, there was 3 million over Bernie Sanders in the primary election of 2016. And shockingly, there was another 5 million over Donald J. Trump in California, which that just doesn't make any sense. That dog does not hunt. That's why people in California, they go dutifully off into oblivion. And what they do is they vote and they vote and they vote. And, of course, it never comes up the way it's supposed to be. That's because the voting process is fixed. It's rigged. When you have a monoparty system and you have no Republican form of government, this is what you get. Shocking. Shocking. That's what you get. And this has got to change. So tens of millions of ballots. The drive to expand mail balloting options during the outbreak has emerged. Shocking, how convenient. We need to do this now. And they started seed planning this when? They started seed planning this last year. And of course, it says the drive to expand mailing balloting options during the outbreak has emerged as the centerpiece of a growing political fight ahead of November's election. See, President Donald Trump and the Republican lawmakers have challenged the idea of expanding vote by mail, arguing it is vulnerable to fraud. See, this is why this commission, they set up the commission, shocking, 28 million unaccounted for ballots. And listen to this, there's no evidence. There's no evidence that they were used fraudulently. Really? It's fraudulent that they showed up unaccounted for. Hello? Democrats and voting rights groups say it is a way to protect voters from the deadly Communist Chinese Party virus. That's what they have it here. Commonly known as novel coronavirus. They say a failure to guarantee that option amid pandemic will disenfranchise millions of Americans. Well, I think you're going to re-enfranchise millions of globalists, right? Putting the election in the hands of the United States Postal Service would be a catastrophe, argues J. Christian Adams, president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation, which reviewed the EAC reports from the past four general elections and compiled them into a single review. Over the recent decades, there were 28 million missing or misdirected ballots, he added. These represent 28 million opportunities for someone to cheat. Now, you think, is this a believable assumption by this group? So who is the Election Assistance Commission? Who are these folks who can boldly say, oh, we had 28 million? Oh, it's got a big symbol up there. Election Administrative and Voting Survey, EAVS, comprehensive report. Here we go. So you had bureaucrats from the deep state write this. We didn't see any evidence of fraud. Just 28 million missing. Hello, that's called fraud right there. Are you kidding me? Their report says on June 27, 2000, they published the Biennial Election Administration and Voting Survey, comprehensive report, an analysis of state-by-state data that covers various topics related to the administration of federal elections. Topics covered by EAVS data collections related to voter registration and list maintenance, voting practices for overseas citizens and members of the Armed Forces. Listen, this is not even believable. I mean, to think that there's nothing to see here, move along. We counted for those 28. We don't know where they went. We don't know what happened to them. But we don't think there was fraud. The fact the report is bringing it up is fraud. Hello? Again, this is one of those things that's hiding in plain sight. They put it out there as a report. Here it is. And you're supposed to say, oh, that's okay. I see the report. Thank you very much and move on. Nothing to see here. Move along, right? No, don't move along. Look at it. And call it up for what it is. The novel COVID virus, right? Stop and look at it. Look what it's doing to our country. This is part of the plan, guys. This is part of their plan. Get used to it, right? Get used to it. So now everybody's sitting there thinking, Let's see, this is they show a little clip here of a ballot in Orange County on October 24, 2018, a mail-in ballot. Of all types of voter fraud, absentee ballot fraud is the most common, according to an investigative report project by Arizona State University. Still, the project found that since the turn of the century, while fraud has occurred, the number of cases is infinitesimal. Arizona State said that. Right. Gee whiz. The Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank, has long raised the alarm about the dangers of mail-in ballot fraud. Absentee ballots are the tools of choice of election fraudsters because they are voted outside the supervision of election officials, making it easier to steal, forge, and alter them. There we go. That's all we need, right? Massive voter fraud. And the fact that they're missing is the fact that there's fraud. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
You know, it's interesting in this article that there's no election integrity project. Linda Payne or Ruth Weiss comments about this because they're all over the fact that mail fraud is the biggest way in which you can have voter fraud. Yet the author here, and I'm really disappointed in this article, actually, he uses all the leftist side of the argument here for voter fraud. Hey, there's no fraud here. Good. And it's just so obvious. Listen, I'm going to read the, 28 million mail-in ballots unaccounted for in four elections report. Now, if they're, this is the fraud, yet the author's not calling it out. And this is the Epoch Times. I'm really disappointed. What's going on here? You know, I want to say, are you voting with the Chi-Coms here on this? Just a little bit of balanced reporting. And this is written by Tom Ozimek. What's wrong with that picture? Right here on in the front of it all is the fact that there's voter fraud. That they don't call it voter fraud. He should. It says, this is one of the people commenting about the, where is it? I think they've lost it and gone on to another article. And the comments is that if you eliminate absentee balloting, you disenfranchise anyone not in their hometown at the time of the election. This would include full-timers and people who spend the fall away from their permanent residence as we do. And a bunch of other ones talking about this is the only way the Democrats can win and all that. That says this is exactly why the Democrats tried to mail in so they could win. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We got a lot of the things coming on here in the next couple of hours, so stay with us. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
We'll be right back.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.